As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Crowds had gathered to mourn and watch Jesus' death. Jesus was nailed to the cross between two criminals and his sides pierced by a sword. While Jesus was mocked, one of the criminals asked Jesus to remember him, and Jesus responded, "Truly, truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." And then Jesus looked to the heaven and asked God, "God, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When taking his last breath, Jesus spoke, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It is finished." Extraordinary events marked the death of Jesus. The sky was completely dark for 3 days as Jesus hung on the cross. At the moment of his last breath, the earth shook. The temple curtain split from the top to the bottom, and the tombs of the saints opened and their bodies raised from the dead. The crucifixion of Jesus was a part of God's plan from the very beginning. From the very beginning of the birth of Jesus, the sin of mankind would require a sacrifice. The sinless life of Jesus was lived and given so that man could receive salvation and eternal life in heaven. The scriptures, the Bible stories, learning of the crucifixion, celebrating Jesus' resurrection. Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. And today is Holy Saturday. Today is the day that it was finished. Great and Holy Saturday, the great Sabbath, Hallelujah Saturday. Saturday of the Gloria, Black Saturday, Easter Eve. Today is the day our Lord and Savior went home to his Father. Today is the day that all of our sins were wiped away. For tomorrow when we wake up on Easter Sunday, he is risen. Everything's new. And he made it possible for us to have eternal salvation. The sacrifice that he gave us to save our lives, to forgive our sins. And today I think about that, and I think about what's happening in the world and what's happening in this country. I think about how we're living, the things we're doing right now, what we're witnessing, and I think, are we living up to the standards? Are we living like we should for the sacrifices that Jesus made? Are we worthy? And the answer is no. The answer is no, but thank God Jesus did what he did. Thank God he was crucified, that he died for us. So regardless of our shortcomings, regardless of our sin, we could have salvation and everlasting life. But it's something that we should be thinking about. It's something that we should think about every day, not just the week of Easter, not just the day before Easter Sunday, the day before we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, not just on Easter, I feel like we get really into what we should be doing and what we should be studying and how we should be praying and worshiping as we get closer to these holidays, whether it's Christmas or Easter, these holidays that are to celebrate either the birth of Christ or the resurrection of Christ. Sometimes that's when we become the most aware, and that's when we become the most focused on our lives and what we should be doing. But the reality is we should be doing that year round. We should be walking that walk and talking that talk every day of our life, shouldn't we? And we're all guilty. You know, none of us are perfect. And we can't be perfect. Nobody is perfect. And that's why God gave us Jesus, right? But are we doing enough? We know that we'll never be perfect. But are we doing enough? And if I think about what's happening in our society today and just how we've cast God aside. We've taken God out of everything, out of our government, out of our schools, and we don't live day in and day out like we should. We don't reflect Jesus' teachings day in and day out the way we should. It's hard to. We are humans. We're going to stray. We're going to folly. And Scripture tells us over and over again that we will do that. We're lucky that God is forgiving and that God loves us. But why aren't we trying harder? Why have we tried to get rid of God in almost everything? Why have we allowed that to happen? I don't think it's me. I don't think it's you guys. I think the fact that you're here and the fact that I'm talking to you about this, we might have a little bit more awareness. We're not perfect. We're far from perfect, but we might be a little bit more aware and try to live life the way God wants us to. We try to follow the Scripture and Jesus' teachings. But why have we allowed other people to get away with doing the things that they've done? Why have we allowed big government to happen? Why have we gotten away from our Judeo-Christian foundation, the foundation that gave us this republic? Everything that we have today, this country, our freedom, our liberty, the morals and the principles that built this country, that gave us the Constitution, came from the Bible. In fact, you know, people argue all the time on whether or not the United States is a Christian nation. And I believe it is a Christian nation, but regardless, even if you don't think it's a Christian nation, and the people that were non-believers, they weren't spiritual, they didn't necessarily believe in God, they still recognized that the principles, the morals, the teachings in the Scripture, in the Bible, was a good base. It created a peaceful society, a thriving society, that they were good rules to live by. Regardless if you believed, they were still rules to live by that created this country and made this country what it is, made this country the best country in the entire world. But today, 245 years later, we're considered extremists, radicals, crazies. And how dare we want to follow our Constitution? How dare we reference the Bible? How dare we have "In God We Trust" on our money or in our courthouse? How dare we let God into our schools at all? Somehow, along the way, mankind has fallen, and each and every year we get further and further and further away from Jesus' teachings. And I just ask myself, when I see what's going on in the world, when I see what's happening in our own country, and the lack of morals and human decency, and just the perverse things that mankind is involved in And it's being shoved down our throats like it's normal. And we're being told to embrace it and accept it. We're encouraging kids to learn about it. Sometimes I wonder, does Jesus regret what he did for us? Did he know back then when he gave himself to be put up on the cross to save us? Did he know that we were going to turn away? Did he know that the world was going to forget about his teachings? That we were going to fall into this trap and that Satan was going to have a grasp on everything that happens and win so many of these battles down here? If he knew what we were going to turn out to be, would he have got on the cross for us? I sometimes wonder, does he sit up there and regret doing what he did? It's just interesting. Yes, we will be forgiven. But I think we also need to be committed to do it better today than we did yesterday. We need to live our lives by his example and strive to do that each and every day. And we need to start steering this country back in that direction. We need to get our values back, our morals back, human decency. That needs to come back. We need to teach our kids. And we need to bring God back in our lives now more than ever. What's happening in this country should scare the hell out of you if you are a believer. It's scary and exciting times for me because I see what's happening and I think to myself, the end is coming. What Scripture has been telling us about, what it has warned us about, verbatim, we are witnessing it happening across the globe. We're getting closer each and every day. I feel like it could be tomorrow. Now, we know that no man can ever know the time, the day when Jesus returns, but the signs are ever present. And the signs are happening more frequently than they ever have before. And what's happening in this country right now is a huge eye-opener. And remember, my friends, we're not even referenced in Scripture. The United States, did it even exist anywhere in the Bible? It's debatable, but not for sure, right? I don't think we're referenced at all. So it's exciting and scary times because we know that for a lot of people, there's dark days ahead. We know for this country, there are dark times ahead. And we know for people that have accepted Christ, that are true believers, that this is the day that they've been waiting for, right? This is the time. This is the moment. They know that they're getting closer and closer with each and every day to going home to the Father, to being in heaven, having all their fear and all their pain, sorrows stripped away, and living in the grace and presence of the Lord. With each and every day, we're getting closer. But what's that mean for us now? We're still here. We still have to fight. And we still have to try to do it right. Stick with us, my friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on this Holy Saturday, the day before the resurrection, the day before we celebrate Easter Sunday, and I hope you guys are having an awesome weekend. I was just talking to you, I was sharing with you a little bit about the crucifixion and what Jesus went through and what he said and why he said it. And I was talking about how does that relate today? We were talking about the signs that are happening that we know with each and every day we're getting closer to the return. And we're seeing more and more signs than we ever have before. And it just feels like if you're a believer, it feels like it's getting close. And I said, for me, it's exciting and scary at the same time. It's the scariness is the unknown. And I don't like waiting. Okay, I'm ready right now. I'm tired of what's going on here. But the exciting time is knowing that we're going to be in heaven, knowing that we're going to be united with God, knowing that all will be forgiven and everybody will be healthy and happy. And that's the reward. That's the reward for obedience, right? For accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, knowing that we get ultimately one day be in heaven. And we see scripture and the warnings and the signs that it tells us about and what's happening in our country, what's happening across the globe right now. It's playing out just the way we were told it was going to play out. And it does feel like there's a change. And I love this country and I am a huge patriot. You guys know that. I will fight for this country. I will gladly die for this country if I have to. But I also wonder if what's happening right now and the way this country has turned away from God and the way we are moving towards this Marxism or communism, this progressive social agenda, the way we've cast away the republic, the way we don't want anything to do with our Constitution. Can we save ourselves? I know that's a hard pill to swallow, and I'm not saying I'm giving up. I will never give up because Americans, that's not in our vocabulary. We don't give up. And as Christians, since we're talking about God, since it's Holy Saturday, as Christians, we should never give up either. We have a mission, and we're here in this country right now. Our mission is in this country, and our focus should be our neighbors, our friends, our relatives. We still got to work in this country to save this country because that's what God would want us to do. We still have work to do for him. Our job is not over until he comes back and takes us away. What are we supposed to do for him? We are supposed to grow his flock. This country has gone down the path that it has because too many of us have already given up. Too many of us haven't tried to grow the flock. Too many of us have not fought for those Christian principles that built this country. And now we're at a point that could be a point of no return, right? Is it too late for the United States of America? What kind of country will my kids have? What kind of country will my grandchildren have? I think my generation, I'm 39-ish. My generation is kind of the last. We're on that cusp of we know what it was like when things were good. And we're the first generation that's really witnessing the turning point. When this blackness comes over our country and changes, fundamentally changes us, and pushes this ideology that is absolutely against our values and who we were. This ideology that you can't argue. You can't argue that it's against God. And so we talk about it being a battle of good versus evil. And it should be obvious to you. It should be obvious to everybody. But if you are a Christian, if you've studied Scripture, what's happening right now should be obvious. It truly is a spiritual war. It is a battle of good versus evil. We are at a point now, like the Bible told us, when right is wrong and wrong is right. And people are cowering and caving. And we are being attacked for our beliefs. We are being attacked for what we know is right. And instead of fighting, we're caving into the pressure. We're caving into the woke movement, right? Or the cancel culture. We're giving them their way because it's easier than fighting against them. We're giving them their way because we feel like we're outnumbered. We're giving them their way because we're scared. Even though right is on our side, even though God is on our side, even though we know that when we give them what they're asking for, they will just ask for something different. Even though we know that when they ultimately win, that our life will be miserable here on earth. Yet we're still for some reason willing to relinquish our freedoms, to ignore our morals and our values, to accept the crap that they're trying to shove down our throat for some sort of self-preservation, right? But the only self-preservation that we should be concerned about is our salvation with God. We shouldn't be worried about what's happening here on earth other than the fact that we need to be building God's army. We need to be building his flock. We need to be helping other people in their salvation. Giving up. Giving up is the chicken way out. We're not helping anybody. And we're not doing what we should be doing. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here with you on this Holy Saturday, the day before Easter, the day before the resurrection. And like I said, I hope you guys are with your friends and family right now and just loving each other. So go celebrate with each other. Screw coronavirus. Screw the mandates. Don't listen to the Fuhrer, Kate Brown. You know, did you see that they're trying to scare us again? They want to keep the thumb on us. They want to hold us down. And so on Friday, they came out with this new report how the officials are warning that there's going to be a fourth COVID-19 surge. And if we don't behave ourselves, if we don't continue wearing our masks and practicing our social distancing and limiting group sizes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that they're going to come down and spank us, and they're going to lock us down again. They're going to raise the levels of the counties, take away our restaurant privileges, things like that. And I say, to hell with them. Enough is enough, my friends. Good Lord, give me a break. We need to stop living in fear, and we need to start fighting back, and we need to do it together. That's the problem. That's why we've slipped so far in this country, because there's no unity, not even amongst those of us that agree with each other, those of us that share the same ideology, the same values, the same beliefs. We're content to let somebody else fight our battle. But you know what? When they do that and they go at it alone, they lose. You know what makes them win the battle? You know what makes government think twice about their actions? You know what stops tyranny in its tracks? It's when we, the people, unite as one, when we fight the battles together, when we fight for what's right, when we fight for our liberty and our freedom, that is how you stop tyranny, and that is how you fix this country. That is how you open up Oregon. I am so sick and tired of Kate Brown, and you guys should be too. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Dr. Fauci, and you guys should too. He's not a doctor. He's a politician. He's pandering to the side that gives him the job. Simple as that. And he has changed what he has said about COVID 5 of the 7 days out of the week, each and every week. The man is a joke. And the fact that we're still listening to him, the fact that our leaders are still telling us to listen to him, shame on us. We've put ourselves in this predicament. We have put ourselves in the predicament. Where are the men? Where are the men that are going to stand up and take this country back? What happened to us? How did we become such pansies? How did we get so offended about everything, so afraid of everything? I've said it before. If we had to go and fight another major world war like World War I or World War II, who would do it now? 3/4 of the country needs their safe space. 3/4 of the country, they're afraid of guns. They're afraid of those terrible assault rifles. They're offended by everything. Who would do it? The military we have left, half of them are going to be transgenders. They don't even know if they got a wiener or what. Come on. We're turning into a joke. This isn't the America that we were meant to be. This isn't who we are. You know it's not who we are. How come you're not standing up and fighting for it? It's time to take things back, my friends. It's time. We need to stop allowing this cancel culture, this woke movement. They're getting everywhere. They're getting stronger. And it's because they are organized. They are united. They've figured it out. And they figured out how to bully us. And that's exactly what they do. And they're relentless. They're ruthless. They're vicious. They're vile. The attacks they'll do. Why? Because there are no moral boundaries with them. They don't have morals. They don't have values. If you dare question them, if you dare oppose them, you are their enemy and they will try to destroy you. And they'll do whatever they can with no boundaries. Why are we letting them do that, though? Why aren't we fighting back? What do we have to lose? Look what we've already lost. Look what we've lost in this country. Look at who we have become as a country. And if we sit by and do nothing, it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. You know, in my hometown of Dallas, we have this small group of very vocal people, and they are causing all kinds of problems. We are a very, very good community, a loving community, an inclusive community, accepting. We treat people well. Is there a history? Is there anything in our past that's dark? No more so than anywhere else in the world. That's one of the beautiful things about this country. It's one of the beautiful things that our founding fathers did in our Constitution is they gave us a path to get better. And we have evolved. And the things that we used to practice 200 years ago, we don't practice those anymore. Such as slavery, racism. Now, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that racism doesn't exist. I told my city council, I said, I can't tell you that there's no racist people inside Dallas. There's racist people everywhere. We can't control the one-offs, the individuals, the people that are just jerks, the people that have dark hearts. And it's not even the government's responsibility to try to do that. But our community in Dallas as a whole, we're not racist. We're not bigoted. We're kind-hearted, accepting, we'll help anybody. We don't care about race, color, creed, religion, gender identity. None of that matters to us. Just be a good person. Just be a good person. But as of lately, we've had this small group of individuals move in that are causing a ruckus and making all these crazy claims, these unsubstantiated claims. A lot of them are just flat out lies about systemic racism in our police department, about how our community as a whole is so racist. They can't back anything up. They don't have any facts. And in fact, a lot of the things they've said have been proven to be untrue, have been debunked. But it doesn't matter. Facts don't matter to these individuals. They just say whatever they want to say. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care if it's true or not. As long as they're getting away with saying it. And that's what they do. And they bully people and they attack you in groups. And they push governments. They push these small communities into a corner. And they make the council feel like they have to respond. And here, let me caution you right now, my friends. Don't allow a group of individuals like this, these bully groups, these woke people, these people that try to cancel everybody, the people that consider all white people racist, the people that have chosen to attack white males. Don't let them make you react. Okay? If they tell you that you're racist and they tell you you're a bigot and you're not, you don't need to defend yourself. That's what they want. They want you to be reactionary because then they can get you. Because you're driven by emotions at that point. And when you're emotional, you might make a mistake. And that's what they're looking for. They're trying to get a reaction out of you. Let them call you a bigot. Let them call you a racist. If you're not one, guess what? Who cares? Who cares what they're saying? You know why? Because the people that matter to you the most, they know your character. They know who you are. Let how you live your everyday life be the example of who you are, of what you are. Nobody has the right to tell anybody who they are. Live your life the way you live it. Be the better person. And don't worry about these groups. The way to make these people go away is to ignore them. And if you're in government, if you're on a school board or a local city council, or if you're a county commissioner, you need to stop reacting. You need to stop caving to the pressure of these minority groups. These groups that are making these crazy accusations about your community that aren't true, that are painting people with this broad brush and demanding inclusivity. In reality, my friends, they don't want inclusivity at all. They want exclusivity. There's a difference between inclusivity and exclusivity. And they're asking for exclusivity. In my town, they're trying to get the council to come out with a resolution that of course denounces racism, but then it's this inclusivity statement. And it lists all these marginalized, and I'm air quoting, marginalized people. If you come out with a statement and you have to list out individual groups, isn't that in and of itself marginalizing them? So we say, hey, we're okay with that. Of course we denounce racism of any and all forms. Of course we do. It should never be tolerated. And we'll come out with a statement and we're going to say we're going to be inclusive to all people. And we're going to have equality for all people. And these groups, they get offended. How dare you, all people? That's not what we're asking for. We want our special interest groups listed. Remember, it's because they don't want inclusiveness. They want exclusivity. And they want special rights. They don't want equal rights. They want more rights. They want better treatment. That's what they're after. You can't win. And if you cave to them, if you cave to this cancel culture, and if you let them bully you and threaten you, they've got you and they will never stop coming. That's the thing. If they think they've got you in a corner, if they think that you've given them a platform, they're not going to go away. And when you think that you've appeased them, they're going to come back and ask for more. That's just how it works. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining me today on this Saturday, this Holy Saturday, the day before Easter. Excited for tomorrow. Excited to celebrate the resurrection. Do a little bit of Easter egg hunting with my kids and my friends, having some good food and just reflecting on what it really means. And as I said at the beginning of the show, this year I'm really trying to think about what can we do better? You know, what can I do better? I guess that's a better way to put it. You know, we have to have some individual responsibility and accountability. And it's up to me to take care of myself and make sure that I'm living life up to its full potential, up to my full potential, and in accordance to the teachings of Jesus Christ and my beliefs. And we all stray from that, don't we? We all stray from that. And right now, more than ever, it seems like it's hard times in this country. There's a lot of ugliness that's happening. I was talking to you guys about the woke people, the cancel culture, the marginalized people that are making all these outrageous claims about communities and white people and males. And, you know, it just seems like we are attacked day in and day out, coming and going. And some of it's so bad because these people don't have boundaries. There's no moral compass that they're going off of. So they don't care what they say or who they destroy or how they hurt people. They just do it. If it pushes their agenda, if it makes life better for them, and they're not seeking equality, my friends. They're not seeking equality at all. They don't want to be equal to us. They want to be better than us. They want to have special privileges, special rights. I was telling you about this group that's in Dallas right now that's really saying a lot of nasty things about our community. And we live in a great community. But what they're saying isn't true. It can't be proved. Some of the things they claim, you could go into any city in the world and yeah, there's a history everywhere. But as I said, we've evolved. Everybody's evolved. And this country, I am proud that we have evolved the way we have, that we have been leaders. And we understand equality. And we understand that our Constitution protects everybody. Everybody. That's the beautiful thing about that document. All men are created equal and endowed by their Creator. I mean, it doesn't get any more clear than that. And in our Constitution, if you go to the amendments, the 14th Amendment, Section 1, protects everybody's rights as individuals, guarantees equality. The things that these groups are asking for and the claims that they're making and what they're wanting cities and government to do, it's already protected as a matter of state and federal law. Inclusivity is a matter of state and federal law. Why are they asking for something they're already guaranteed? They're not. They're asking for more. And I'm telling you, my friends, we've got to stop this. We've got to put a stop to it. We need to say enough is enough. We need to quit caving, quit cowering, and we need to put them in their place. We can't be falling into the pressures that they're putting us under and caving to their demands. Because until we stop them, until we say no, until we say get lost, they're never going to quit. But it's that mentality. It's this ideology that's creeped into this country, and it's that mentality that has caused us to have the problems that we're having today. And you can tie it into everything. That's why we're having the problems at the border that we have right now. That's why we have the leadership, or I should say lack of leadership that we have right now. Have you guys been paying attention to Joe Biden? What a weird goober. My God, it's scary. It is absolutely scary. Did you see him go up the stairs this time, this week? You know, remember last week he fell. I didn't really talk about it on the radio. I'm kind of torn with feeling bad for the guy, but then I remember that for 50 years he's just been an evil son of a gun, right? He's done nothing but hurt people and just out for Joe, out for Sleepy Joe. So when I feel bad for him, I have to remind myself, no, he's evil. You don't have to feel bad for him. That's why I didn't talk about him falling on the staircase last week. But this week he goes up the stairs and he's got this brown overcoat on, and it didn't look very presidential. You know, you never saw Donald Trump wearing something like that or Barack Obama. It just looked kind of old school. It You know, it kind of looked Inspector Gadget-ish, you know? And he's got an umbrella, a big old umbrella, and then he's carrying, like, his luggage. And I thought, never in my life do I remember the President of the United States having to carry his own luggage going up the stairs to Air Force One. Carrying an umbrella, carrying his luggage, has this oversized coat on, and the man can barely take two steps. And then these people, they put all this crap in his hands, and right after he was national news for falling up the stairs a week ago, they put all this crap in his hands and they tell him, go do it again and you better look good, you know? I think that's what it was about. It was a big show. Let's show the people that you don't even need to use the handrail, that you can carry your own luggage and you can get up the steps to Air Force One without incident. If you watch that footage, you actually, he almost did have an incident. He kind of quick-stepped a couple times and almost missed those steps, and it was almost disastrous. He did make it to the top, and then he fumbled with his umbrella and his luggage trying to turn around and do his little half-ass salute that he does. But it was just, it was a spectacle, and it was just, it did not look right. It didn't look presidential, but it just didn't look right. I mean, it just reiterated to me that this is a show we are in. We are just watching a show, and Joe Biden is not right in the head. He's not a healthy man. He's definitely not in control. He's not in charge. Somebody's pulling the strings, but the media and these, you know, whoever the puppet masters are, they are manipulating the American people. And how did we get here? How did we get here, my friends? How did we end up with leadership the way, you know, that we have right now? How are we rapidly going down this narrow tunnel of socialism or communism or Marxism? And people are embracing it. People in this country want it. It goes back to what I said at the beginning. It actually ties into Easter and the resurrection. It goes back to us being humans and us, you know, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin. We're going to stray off the path of righteousness. And that's exactly what we have done in this country. And I hate to say it, but as a whole, if you look at this country and what's happening, you can't deny that in so many ways we've rejected the Lord. And when you do that, you start to fall apart. When you do that, that's when you have the troubles that we're having. That's when you fight the spiritual war. That's when the right is wrong and the wrong is right. And that is when this evil ideology starts to take over and get a foothold and start to win. And I wonder, when I say win, like I mentioned, our country, the United States of America, we're not even referenced in the good book. So do we come back from this battle? Do we win this battle? I don't know. But at the very least, it should make you guys start thinking about where you're at. Where are you at with God on a personal level? What are you doing today to be obedient to God? Are you ready? Because the signs are here. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Thank God that Jesus did sacrifice himself and die on the cross for you and I to forgive us of our sins, and so we can have eternal salvation. Thank God for that. Because that means, no matter how nasty it gets, that means we still have hope. God, creator of heaven and earth, grant that as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on his holy Sabbath, so we may await him with the coming of the third day and rise with him to the newness of life, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.